family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
With that, a privilege indeed to greet you once again from God's footstool here in Centurion, Entheos Bible Church, where we're broadcasting from, proclaiming unto the ends of the earth that Jesus is God, the Savior of all mankind. No other name being given unto mankind by which God wants us to be saved, but the name of His Son, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah. Abosheni, Molweni, Dumilan, Sanbonani, good morning, goeiemôre. My name is Wynand Rousseau, and I have the privilege to be in your company until 9 o'clock this morning. For the next couple of minutes, do join us as we're going to look at God's Word, starting with the blueprint, our true north, our GPS, to give us direction for this day. And so let us focus our eyes on our eternal destination, and knowing that in this time fabric, on this spinning rock, which you and I are this morning, our direction and our instruction we find in God's Word for this day. Before I venture any further, I want to ask you a huge favor. And I know we've been asking many a time on this radio station, we've been asking you to go and share the good news with people through telling them that they can listen to Radio Pulpit. We share the good news in all its beauty and all its facets. Van elke denkbare invalshoek deel ons die onverdunde evangelie met jou. And it is good to listen to Radio Pulpit. We've been there for more than 40 years. But ultimately, there's a responsibility that lies with you. And that is to go search the scriptures to make sure that these things that you hear on radio are indeed written in God's Word. And so I want to share with you just 11 verses this morning from one of the most beloved books in the Bible, the books of Psalms, written mostly and a lot of them by King David. And I want to share with you just 11 verses this morning, which kind of signifies the character trait of a Christian. And when we think of King David in days of old, the word Christian didn't even exist. But the word says David was a man after God's own heart. And so if you look at the psalm that I'm going to share with you this morning, just 11 verses, I want to ask you to go and read it prayerfully afterwards again and again, perhaps throughout the day, and just highlight the scriptures that the Holy Spirit will emblaze to your heart, as God emblazed it on my heart to share it with you this morning. And here we find King David, who writes Psalm 16. And my Bible, and I'm acutely aware of days of old, no paragraphs in the Bible. It was just line upon line upon line. But here you find Psalm 16, and the introduction to Psalm 16 in my Bible says, "Eternal life for the one who trusts." Isn't it beautiful? Eternal life for the one who trusts. The character traits of one who trusts in the Lord, who puts his faith and his trust in the Lord, And many say, I know God, I know the Lord Jesus Christ, but few who obey him. Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey my word. And so David starts writing Psalm 16 with these words, preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. Beskerm my Here, want ek stel my vertroue in U. Isn't it beautiful to start this Monday morning, the 10th of November 2025, 6 minutes after six, with these beautiful words? A gedig van David, bewaar my, O God, want by U skuil ek. What a beautiful way to start this day, to say, Lord, not one step further, but in you I put my trust. Verse 2 says, O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. I remember days of old before the Lord saved my wretched soul that you didn't even think about thanking the Lord for a brand new day. You just hopped out, went to the bathroom, got dressed, brushed your teeth, have a shower, whatever. But that was pretty much it, and then you hit the ground running. Read something the other day, it says, when the sun rises, the buck on the Africa continent starts running, otherwise they become food to the lion. It's an African saying. And apparently, the opposite of that is, when the sun rises, the lion starts running, otherwise it will starve if it doesn't catch the bug. Here's the moral of the story: when the sun rises, you need to start running. Not so in God's word. Not so in God's word. To the Lord, you are my Lord. And if God is truly your God, if you've got a testimony on this Monday morning, you can testify how you were rebirthed, the reborn, that you're a blood-bought covenant child of the Most High God, because there was a moment in time that you put your trust in the Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and said, Lord, Calvary, thank you. You died for my sins. The death that I'm supposed to die, you have taken my place. Therefore, here I am, submitting my life, my everything, every fiber in my being. Oh, my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Can you testify to that? It's a character trait of a Christian to put in the Lord your trust, to say, you are my Lord. The Bible continues to say, my goodness is nothing apart from you. U is my Here. Daar is vir my geen goed bo U nie. Niks anderste is ek sonder U nie. Alle barmhartigheid, alle goedheid, alle voorsiening, alles kom van die Here in hierdie maandag. Isn't it amazing? Thousands of years ago, David wrote it, and it still applies to your life and my life this morning. Isn't Psalm 16 beautiful? Just a gentle reminder of our standing with God. My goodness is nothing apart from you. And to the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Die heiliges wat op aarde sê, hulle is die heerlikes in wie al my behaag is. Wat 'n voorreg. There's a scripture that says how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together and sisters and family. The word of the Lord says in verse 4, and there's only 11, their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. And so, sadly so, on this Monday morning, it is also true that there are people who have replaced God with other objects of trust. And even in days of old, in ancient times, people have fashioned gods like from gold and wood and stone. And they worship them, even the sun and the moon and the stars. Nowadays, we do it sometimes somewhat differently, and people worship other idols, the idol of ambition, the idol of neighborhood, the idols of driving the right car, wearing the right clothes, brand name clothes. And here's a simple question. Is there any idol standing between you and the Lord at this moment? Die smarte van hulle wat 'n ander God met gawes vereer, sal vermenigvuldig wees. Ek sal hulle drankoffers van bloed nie uitgiet en hulle name nie eens op my lippe neem nie, sê Dawid. Is there anything that's standing between you and the Lord? Die woord van die Here in Lukas 14, so uitdagend, wat sê, selfs as jou moeder en jou vader, jou broers en jou susters, selfs jou vrou, meer lief het as vir my. And the Lord has challenged me with that as well. Because we love our children. We love our sons and daughters. We love our wives. We love our husbands. Is there anything that we rely on more but the true God? And when we replace Him, there's inevitable consequences. Sometimes God uses these consequences to draw our hearts close to Him. In the hardships of the moment when we stray, and He draws us closer to Him. And we hit what somebody called rock bottom, and he says, thank you, Lord, that you are the rock at the bottom. But not just in bad times, in good times as well. Listen to this. It is beautiful. Listen to this. You, O Lord, verse 5, Psalm 16, are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. The character trait of a Christian. We have an inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the complete work that He's done for you. There is an inheritance. En nie soos op die aarde wanneer familie beklei oor die skraps en die materiële dinge en verhoudinge versuur word, want die testament het dan nou nie genoeg gegee nie. We have an inheritance. Remember when we started Psalm 16? Eternal life for the one who trusts. Can you testify this morning that you're sure of your inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ? Can you indeed say, you, O Lord, are the portion of my inheritance and my cup? Daar's 'n beker in my kombuis waaruit ek graag drink. Maak vir my my koffie en my tee en alles in hom. En as hy nie was is, dan gaan haal ek hom, dan was ek hom, droog hom af, en ek maak vir my koffie of my tee in hom. My cup. And so, are you willing to trust the Lord, put your faith in your trust in the Lord, that your cup will overrunneth this day? Doesn't matter what comes your way. The Lord is your portion. The Lord is your inheritance. you maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Die Here is deel van my erfenis en van my beker. U onderhou my lot. Die meetsnoere het vir my op lieflike plekke geval. My erfenis is vir my mooi. It's beautiful, isn't it? The character trait of a Christian, somebody who has put their faith and their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 7 says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Are you willing to trust the Lord for counsel? How do you get that counsel? In the inner room, in the quiet place, in the early hours of the morning, throughout the day, when you need the counsel. Om die Here te eer en te loof, die wysheid wat ons het, die gedagtes wat in ons harte opkom. If you trust the Lord, die planne wat ons gaan maak, die drome wat ons het, dit kom van die Here af. And I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Isn't it beautiful? My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Om die Here altyd deur voor jou te stel. Dat daar nie 10 en 15 minute en 20 minute verbygaan dat jou gedagtes nie na die Here toe gaan. Aan hom dink. Met hom praat. Omdat hy aan my regterhand is, sal ek nie wankel nie. En ek stel die Here altyd deur voor my. Isn't it beautiful that David wrote this so many thousands of years ago? And here we are this morning on the 10th of November, and it applies to your life and my life. As Christians, as we cry out to this God of heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of the prophets, the God of our Bible, the God of radio pulpit, your God. My God. Because He is at my right hand and I shall not be moved. Om dit te bid vir hierdie maandag and to trust the Lord completely. Remember Psalm 16, only 11 verses. Isn't it beautiful to just immerse yourself in the Word of God, to just get lost between these beautiful verses, this beautiful scripture. Verse 9 says, therefore my heart is glad, my glory rejoices. My heart is bly in my, daar's eer in my wat juig. Ook sal my vlees in veiligheid woon. My flesh also will rest in hope. Ek weet nie waardeur jy vanoggend gaan nie. And so many are struggling with diseases and illness and ailments. And heard a guy that said, I woke up the other morning, no pain, nowhere, nada. And I thought I died last night. Maar die genetiese gemanipuleerde kos en die gejaag na geld in die goed wat ons inkry in ons liggame in. Somebody said the guy who put S in fast food was absolutely brilliant. So many struggling with obesity. But to put even your flesh in front of the Lord Jesus Christ and say, lead me this day, Lord. Dat wat my oë sien, wat my ore hoor, wat my tong gaan sê, wat my vlees gaan doen in hierdie dag, sit 'n engel met 'n brandende swaard by my Here. My flesh will also rest in the hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol. U sal nie my siel aan die doderyk oorgee nie. U sal nie toelaat dat u gunsgenoot verderwing sien nie. Kan jy dit vir die Here sê vanoggend? Are you sure of your eternal destination? 100% sure. You know how many people are apathetic, don't care, I don't care and I don't know and whatever. That's what a lot of people say. Run away from God as an excuse to live what they call a free life. And yet the sorrows is multiplied. Those who hasten after other gods. You will bow the knee, either before the world or before this living God. You will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Can you state emphatically, I know because my Lord, my Redeemer saved me. There's a day, a time, a moment in this world where God had set me free. Changed my life, turned me around, metanoia, 180 degrees. And so I stand before Him this morning with Psalm 16. Listen, I want to end off with the very last verse, verse 11. You will show me the path of life. U sal my die pad van die lewe bekend maak. Yesterday is gone. We can't change it. Nothing that said or happened or that you did yesterday, you can change about it. But right here, right now, in the moment, you can ask the Lord, as Psalm 16 and verse 11 says, you will show me the path of life. U sal my die pad van die lewe bekend maak in hierdie dag. Listen, the promise that goes with it. In your presence is fullness of joy. You who by a mis, ek en jy dit nie. Ek weet, ek sikkel daarmee. Want ons vra nie die Here om ons op die pad van die lewe te lei. Ons wil ons eie ding doen. My way. Hoed Frank se natra gesing, I did it my way. Ja, Frankie. En versadiging van vreugde is voor die aangesig. In your presence is fullness of joy. A brother asked me the other day, when last have you experienced the joy of the Lord? A vrede, a rustigheid, a kalmte, dat hierdie dag gaan alles okay wees. Hy gaan nie 'n blou maandag wees nie. Het gaan 'n mooi dag wees. Because in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Lieflikhede is in u regterhand vir ewig. Dis God wat voorsien alles wat jy het. Elke hartklop, daai spier in jou bors wat selfs werk wanneer jy vannag lê en slaap. Every heartbeat, every doof doof, every breath in your nostril, everything that you have, your job, everything that you have, the clothes on your back, the very health that you're experiencing right now is a gift from the Lord. A barmhartige God, lieflikhede in die regterhand, vir ewig. And I want to leave it there because to everyone, Jesus said, who hears these words and put them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. Matthew 7:24. In contrast, everyone who hears the words of mine and does not put them into practice is a foolish man who builds his house on sand. The one with foundations will not be moved. Volgende in die nuus lees ons weer vir jou van die tweede sikloon wat die Filippyne getroffen het. Absolute waansin in die wêreld. And the other one is guaranteed to not be shaken by life's storms. Those who place their trust in Christ this morning, who can read Psalm 16 and say, thank you, Lord. who have an unshakable foundation. Regardless of your circumstances, the good and the bad, everything in between. And we can walk with confidence, knowing that you are secure in the hands of the unseen, omniscient, ever-present, majestic King of the universe. Both here, now, 25 minutes after 6, and for all eternity. And so we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that we can come to you and read the words of David back to you and search our own hearts and see where we stand this morning, where we stand in our Christian walk, of ons harte uitverkoop is aan u. Baie dankie, Here, vir u liefde en u genade. Thank you for Psalm 16. Thank you that we can mirror ourselves in your word. Get dressed and clothe ourselves with your word. Thank you for the character traits of a Christian, so clearly spelled out even in the books of Psalms, in Psalm 16.